Buffalo Public School 18 on West Avenue has one of the highest poverty rates in the district. But Lawyers for Learning is working to help with a variety of needs, such as tutoring.
My experience has been absolutely fantastic.
Board member Kara Eyre says the organization pairs a local attorney with a student. They meet once a week for an hour, review homework, and talk with teachers and parents about the student's needs.
My student that I've had, he's a immigrant from Burma, and English is not his first language. And so he is in the unique position of being a very, very bright and motivated student, but doesn't speak English in the home, and has issues when it comes to reading comprehension and things of that sort. So what we try to do is work with him to help him to provide some gap filling for those types of skills.
Right now, the school's library lacks resources.
Particularly books, and a librarian is not even on staff all the time.
Elise Kassar is a board of director with the Western New York chapter of the Women's Bar Association of New York State. They're helping to collect books for the school. Jennifer Scharf is president of the local chapter.
We collaborate with Lawyers for Learning on as many events as we possibly can. Their next event is a bowling tournament, which happens on May 19th, and it is, believe it or not, the largest bowling tournament I've ever seen, and our Bar Association always contributes teams and resources to that event.
And Lawyers for Learning has other local partnerships where it works to send students to summer camp tuition-free. Both organizations believe it's imperative to reach out and collaborate with city school students that need a boost. Kassar notes they want to be part of a successful city school district.
And to help in the comeback of Buffalo is to really have successful public schools and have successful graduates from public schools. One of the mainstays of public education is reading, literature, and a good foundation for graduation and continued success throughout careers.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.